The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Separation, divorce, and business ownership. If you are a business owner in Australia and you are thinking about separating from your partner, or you have already separated, then you have come to the right place. I'm going to talk through some information specific to separation, divorce, and business ownership. I will unpack some common questions we are asked about this topic and detail what to be aware of as you go through the process required when a de facto relationship or marriage comes to an end. We also have resources on our website for people who are in business with a person who is separating from their partner or spouse, if that information would be helpful to you. However, if you are the person separating, then listen on. As you may be aware, when a de facto or married couple separate, there must be a formal division of assets within a certain time frame. This is known as the property settlement process. Where there are business interests, trusts, and inheritances, these must also be taken into account, along with property, cash, superannuation, and anything else considered the property of one or both parties to the relationship. While we've explored what's involved in the property settlement process elsewhere on our site, here I'm going to share our family law insights that are specific to separation, divorce, and business ownership. In Australia, the end of the de facto relationship is treated the same as the end of a marriage with respect to formalising property settlement. So where you hear I use the word divorce, consider the information provided to be applicable for de facto relationships as well. How are business assets divided in divorce? One of the first steps in the property settlement process is the need for both people to provide what's known as financial disclosure. This is where both parties to a relationship are required by law to disclose all of their financial information, including business interests. To give a quick summary of the financial disclosure process, it requires a full and frank exchange of information about all assets owned by each person before the commencement of the relationship, including what has been acquired during the relationship, either solely or jointly. It also takes into account the contributions, both financial and non-financial, made by each person during the relationship. Specific to business owners, evaluation of any business interests may need to be undertaken. This is regardless of whether one or both of you have business interests, and regardless of whether one or both of you are involved in the same business. Where there are doubts as to the accuracy of the business valuation, a forensic accountant may be brought in to verify the original valuation. Once we have the full picture, we can then provide you with an estimated range of what your property settlement outcome will be, which is expressed as a percentage. For example, you may receive between 45 and 55% of the total property pool. No family lawyer can ever provide an exact percentage due to the discretionary nature of how a settlement is determined. For example, how a judge may rule if your matter were to ever end up in court is never guaranteed. Similarly, if an agreement is reached without the involvement of the court, you and your former partner, with the support of your lawyers, will typically negotiate an outcome within that framework. Ultimately, and regardless of how the overall property pool is split between you, whether the business assets need to be divided at all will be dependent on whether the other person's entitlement can be funded in another way. Can you lose your business in a divorce? Unfortunately, the short answer is yes, it is possible. While there are asset protection mechanisms available to minimise risks like these, The reality is that your business forms part of the property pool and may need to be sold to pay the other person their entitlements. This will ultimately depend on its value relative to the other assets available to be divided. If there are insufficient funds to fulfill the terms of a property settlement agreement or a court decision, then selling the business or selling off its assets may be required. There are, however, many other options that can be negotiated to reduce the risk of this. Can I sell my business before divorce? You can sell your business at any time. However, that does not mean that your former partner will not be entitled to any of the proceeds of sale. It is always wise to consult with your accountant and your family lawyer if you are separating and are also considering selling your business prior to taking steps to do so. Are you the advantaged party, disadvantaged party, or neither? From our years of experience in assisting people through their separation and divorce with businesses, we often, but not always, see one person who could be considered the advantaged party and the other the disadvantaged party. Even in circumstances where both people in the relationship have been directors in a company, often one person has more insight and clarity about the finances of the business and how it is run day to day. The disadvantaged person is so because, in addition to the significant emotional load that comes with separation, they find themselves having to get up to speed about the operations and profitability of the business or businesses, which can take considerable time and energy. If there is reluctance on the advantaged party's side to be forthcoming with information, this adds additional time and stress. This is especially common where one person has had the more significant connection with the couple's or the business's accountant. In Australia, because the property settlement process can begin at any time from the date of separation, the pressure to pull all of the financial information together and get your head around it all quickly is real. Additional issues can arise later down the track if early legal advice is not sought or if there is delay. Information to gather early. For both parties, advantaged, disadvantaged, or neither, who have business interests between them, the most pressing pieces of information to have access to are, firstly, the financial position of each business, and secondly, how funds are being taken out of each business. Where this information is not provided quickly and easily, legal advice about how this can be approached will be helpful to obtain this. Business financial position. When we work with people to determine a business's financial position, we are looking for more information than just the balance sheet and profit and loss statements. That being said, it is not the role of any family lawyer to review all the finances. This information must also be provided by you and your accountant. To calculate the property settlement range with as much accuracy as possible and structure a settlement, we need additional information. This might include what debts exist in the business, how those debts are being managed, if there are loans, how they are serviced, if there are any bank guarantees in place, and if there is any rollover period looming. How money is taken out of the business. Depending on the structure of your business interests, there are different ways that funds are accessed. For example, in a company structure where both parties to the relationship are directors, you may be paid through one of three methods: by a wage, where income is taxable, by directors' loans, which also have tax consequences, and by dividends, which can have tax consequences if there are franked shares. Commonly, steps have historically been taken to minimise overall tax for a business and its directors, which may no longer benefit one party to the relationship. So, along with the support of your accountant, we are looking to ensure that we have all of the information required to preempt any potential risks and help the property settlement process progress. Make sure you're informed. Given the complexity that exists with business interests, seeking specialist family law, accounting, and often financial planning advice considerably minimizes your risk and the risk to your business interests. For too many business owners, the consequences so often become apparent only later on when there is nothing that can be done to reverse it. Regardless of whether you consider yourself to be an advantaged or disadvantaged party, where businesses are involved, separation and divorce can easily derail so many well-laid plans and effectively place getting on with your business and your life on pause. Early decision-making without legal advice can negatively impact you and your business. Good family lawyers will be able to spot potential issues for you and arm you with insights to make better decisions. Careful selection of who you take advice from and getting it early is the first step in making the process of separation, divorce, and business ownership considerably easier, faster, and more cost-effective. It is when lawyers are brought in later to try to fix decisions and actions made early, which set expectations that then can't be met, that so often leads to escalated and more drawn-out disputes.